Hey everyone, it's Dario Kristen with AfterBuzz TV. Did you know that TrueCar.com is changing car buying experiences forever? Yes, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Although, some features are not available in all states. But it's okay. In the first 3 months of this year, over 126,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. TrueCar users save an average of $3,078 off of MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these easy steps. It's just three of them. First, you go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking for. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is so simple. Just print out your true savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better, hassle-free car buying experience overall. Remember, everyday TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. Save time, save your money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New York City After Show.
How you doing?
Didn't what's her name, Danielle Staub, have trouble pronouncing that word?
I don't know, but it's all right. I'm working on it.
So it's a difficult
Real
word.
Real Housewives of New York finale. I mean, bittersweet. It ended with a bang. A leg bang.
A weird bang.
I don't know. Leg gate. What do we don't know.
Leg gate. Stephanie
leg gate.
Named it.
Stephanie named it. Yes, Stephanie. We have a really cool caller tonight. I'm Ashley Twitter. Daniels here with my regulars tonight. Who am I with?
I'm Stephanie McGraw, guys.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Wegner.
I'm Courtney Henderson.
My VIPs. And we're going to be calling Carol's assistant / social media enthusiast / friend / our friend, Eric
Goldie.
/
hunky guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
So we're going to actually give him a call right now and because we got a couple tweets from you guys about tonight's episode.
You saw him the other week. He was in the episode. We love that. Oh, he has been on a couple times.
Yeah. So, we're calling him right now. And
he did. He got that little spotlight, though, with the... why can't I think of the name of them?
For
the
party. He's on the line.
Yes.
Eric.
Hey.
Eric.
Hello.
Hey. It's your fan club.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi. It's your fan club tonight. We are... Thanks for thanks for answering the phone. We are hell tonight. How crazy was that, this episode?
That was the craziest. I mean, I was supposed to go to that party because it was for all of the interns, and Sonia told Carol to, you know, bring her intern or assistant or whatever my title is. And I'm in the car on the way there, and Carol's like, turn around. And I'm like, what are you talking about, turn around? What do you mean? And so she's like, just turn around. It's for your own good. And so I turned around, and then later that night she called me. She's like, she ripped her leg off.
I was
like, what do you mean she ripped her leg off? What happened? She's like, she ripped her leg off. I was like, what are you talking about? And then I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, she ripped her leg off.
Did you kill Carol for not letting you come and the witnesses?
I was like, why didn't you have me? I would have loved to see that live.
Yeah, well,
crazy. But I think she was... Honestly, Carol is one of the most, you know, caring people. And at the end of the day, she's not doing it for the show. She's doing it for the show, but she wouldn't want me to be on the show just to kind of, you know, make a fool out of myself. And I don't think she wanted me to be, you know, around that. I'm obviously still young, so she wanted to kind of keep me out of that. But I would have loved to see it.
Oh my God! Did you see? One lady was like, I mean, obviously they beeped it up. She's like, you could see her mouth going, "Oh shit!" And like everybody's just like slow motion, like,
yeah.
What is going on?
Like, it was like crazy. I wasn't, like, after I watched it a few times, I wasn't watching the actual leg throw. I was watching the people in the background.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It was nuts. So nuts.
It was a good finale. Wasn't that great?
Okay, so did you think that she already had her leg off, or is it that quick that you can take the leg off?
I'm pretty sure that what happened was all the girls stood up. They left and they stood at those high top tables, and then she was like, come on, come back, like, come sit down, Heather, come sit down. And I think she, during that time, she was taking her leg off. And then when they sat back down, she was just kind of waiting for the perfect opportunity to say, I'm not fake, this is the only thing that's fake about me. Because if you look, Heather never said anything about, you know, her being fake. She, the word fake never came out of her mouth. And I think she was kind of using that just to, you know, the cherry on top of the entire season was ripping her leg off.
Yeah, absolutely. It was like, it was crazy. What about, so we saw Heather's on right now. Well, she was with, we tried calling Watch What Happens Live. We didn't get in, but.
I know, it's impossible to call into that show. It's impossible.
Yeah, it was like, it gave us like a 10-hour like contract that we had to basically sign by pressing one and like agree to. It was like, do you agree to all of these things? We're like, yes.
Are we staying on the phone for 10 hours?
Yeah, it was crazy. But we saw Heather.
Yeah, you could sit on the phone forever.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been there, done that. Yeah, it's crazy. But we saw Heather, Ramona, and Luann tonight. Obviously, they're all in good spirits, getting along. But what do you feel right now? What is their spirit, like, reunion status? Like, obviously, which was a few weeks ago. But how, for what you can divulge, can you give any inside scoop as to how that reunion went and what
honestly,
went on with that?
Honestly, I think working for Carol, the best thing about working for her is that she takes everything with a grain of salt with that show. She knows it's a show. Obviously, the stuff that, you know, when her career is brought up, she will make sure that, you know, it's known, you know, the truth is known. But with, like, the reunion stuff, she honestly didn't tell me much about it. I didn't end up going to the reunion, because, I mean, it's a 12-hour day. I don't know if you guys knew that, but the reunion, they filmed for 12 hours, and
that's
then they
crazy.
Cut that down to 2 hours. So, so much is said during those 12 hours. And it's crazy the stuff that, you know, you don't even think is going to be put on TV is, you know, it's the highest energy stuff that's going to be thrown out there. So I have no idea what's going to be put out there. She said the reunion was crazy. I just saw a clip of, you know, the name calling back and forth. So it's definitely going to be a crazy reunion from what I've seen and heard from different people. I heard it's done. So.
Is it two-part or three-part?
I think it's a two-part. I don't think it's a three-part. I'm pretty sure it's two-part.
Okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure they could use three or four parts. Though.
Yeah, I know.
12 hours, there's got to be with these girls.
If they do that for all franchises, the Housewives, you can see they
actually
this
season was just so, season was so different. They took, you know, all those trips. It was, they've never been, you know, on vacation so many episodes in any of the other seasons. So there's so much drama that can, you know, start between a group of women. I mean, it's nuts. I mean, the season was crazy.
Carol's place is beautiful. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, we loved it.
And I'm so happy she kept the kitchen.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. Looked amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Stunning.
So beautiful.
I know. When she does a little facelift to her apartment, she really does.
Totally.
She goes like deep tissue facelift.
Yeah.
It's all the way in
face,
there.
It was like a full body.
Yeah.
Now, Eric, any updates on our fabulous 50 Carol? Is she still single?
I'm pretty sure from what I know, Carol is still single. She has been, she might kill me if I tell you guys this. I hope she's listening, but I don't know. I'm going to text her if she is, but. She has been using that. What's that?
Tinder.
She told us.
It is so funny, and I taught her how to reverse Google search. Do you know how to do that?
Teach us.
So you can like take an image of someone, and you can now plug them into Google. So you can search like if someone sends you their picture, you can search them by their picture.
Oh,
and one of the
gosh.
People that we found that she was talking to is like the father of this like. World champion, like, skateboarder, I don't know, something funny, but...
Is it Ryan Sheckler's
like,
dad?
I'm done with this, I can't deal with this, like, this guy is, like, a wannabe child, he's living vicariously through his kids, so...
Oh my god.
Probably is Ryan Sheckler's dad.
Yeah, and you can find out if people are using images of
Ryan
other people.
How do you do that? Really?
Crazy. My phone, I have to just read a couple, so we have a couple of questions from some people that tweeted, if you don't mind, Eric, which I'm sure you do.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so the Bravoholic asks, Eric, would you ever go back on the show as Carol's assistant, and what can we expect to see from her next season? I'm sure it's a little soon for that, but if you know anything.
What can we expect to see from her? Well, if she ends up coming back on the show, obviously nothing is, you know, figured out yet. She's working on her next novel. I'm not sure exactly what the title is. I think it's, from what I've heard, from what she said, it's like a list of, or a novel of essays. That will probably be on there. She's working on a few different projects right now. As for coming back as her assistant, I mean, it's a fun show to be a part of. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I was in, you know, what, a total of like 10 minutes, but,
more than us, right?
I didn't, Eric, that show.
You have
minutes.
Five more minutes of fame owed to you.
I would definitely, I love working with Carol, so I would definitely, if she asked me to be back on the show, I would definitely go back on. It's just fun to be a part of.
Okay, cool. Well, I hope you will be. I think you will be. I feel like you're now like part of the family. Mm-hmm. You're like, and Pickles is getting in there too.
If you got invited to be part of Team Sonia's party,
then
you're
definitely in.
As long as you're part of the team.
Yeah.
God knows that team.
I'm not sure I could deal with Team Sonia. I don't know how that.
I think being with Carol is probably a fun choice.
Totally.
She's very. I got lucky. I ran into her on the side of the street. I'm glad I didn't run into. You know,
someone else.
Ramona.
I'm not gonna say.
Yeah. Someone else. Yeah, the devil. We still didn't find out who that was.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, we haven't found out. Maybe do you know anything about that? Do you know who the brunette devil is in the friendship, in the clan?
Honestly, I think something that's weird with this season was there were a lot of little stories that got brought up that never got played out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, finished.
I don't know if they cut that or what happened. I've no idea who this brunette devil is, but Carol's a blonde now, so it's not her.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so Radswell Fan Club asks, Eric, what's the best part about working for Carol, and what's the worst part?
Ooh.
I think the best part, oh God, the worst part, shoot. I think the best part about working for her is kind of listening to what she has to say. She's got, because I want to work in television on the back end, like on production, and I don't want to, you know, be on camera, but I think from her background in production and, you know, working with Peter Jennings and Diane Sawyer and, you know, these iconic, you know, news anchors, and just learning from that is something that I can really take value in, and I love listening to her. I'm the kind of person that can, you know, kind of just keep rambling and never shut up, and somehow she always has a way of making me kind of shut up and listen. And the worst part about working for her, I always tell her this, she has this ridiculous, she got this tree shipped in from Miami, and it's a fiddle fig. Yeah, it's crazy. They have the flower district or the plant district or whatever in New York, but she wanted to get this tree from Miami, so we had it shipped up to her in New York, and it went into shock when they put it into her apartment, and it started dying. So now she keeps her apartment at, like, I'm not even kidding, it's got to be, like, 90 degrees in there in the summer. So it is,
to save the tree?
The windows open. Oh, yeah, to save the tree. And I'm like, you're saving the tree, you're killing humans. But, like, the tree's fine, but I'm dying.
You should just tell her, just be like, Carol, we can go visit Miami and see this tree anytime you want.
Yeah. Just please turn the air conditioner. At least in the winter, it's fine, but she'll keep the windows shut so it still gets a little hot. But, like, in the summer, I need the air. And then today, I actually had to run over there to show someone was coming into the apartment, and she texts me. She goes, please turn on the air conditioning. Please turn on the air conditioning. She'll never have the air conditioning. Oh, it's horrible. But
I love that that was your worst thing about her. Was
I know,
the fact
right?
That she doesn't turn
on
the air conditioning.
Yeah, I know.
By far the worst.
Too funny.
Smart man.
I have to say, in this reunion, I fell in love, I feel like, with Carol more and more every episode. But she had so many great, like, one-liners in this with talking about the purse and, like, it
the
looks
blowjobs.
Good on me. I'm expensive. And
she's hilarious.
About blowjobs.
She's also
too, right?
Yeah.
A great
yeah.
And that's
and
most intelligent, Eric. She
politely
really is.
Rude, and all of her little lines. I'm just like, just more and more in love. Like,
you're
I feel
great.
Like she probably does.
Oh,
she just talk
it.
Like this all the time. Do you get these like great one-liners all the time?
I swear, like that's what I'm saying. Like she makes me shut up and listen. Like everything she says, I'm like baffled by. Like is this actually what goes on in your head that you're like, where are you reading this stuff? And like, that's how you know, like, she's a true author. Like, she think of something and lead it into like an example or like a crazy scenario where I'm like, where do you come up with these things? It's crazy how her mind works, and she's so smart and funny and just awesome to work with. And that's just like her on a daily basis. That's like, I mean, she's an awesome writer, and I think that's just kind of in her daily life. That's how she is. It's crazy.
Do you know if she ended up buying the $9,000 Love Alex purse by any chance?
Yes.
I haven't seen that purse, that bag, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the bag, and it was huge, so it's pretty hard to miss.
She does
have a storage closet. It could be in storage, but I've never seen it. So she might have, but I have no idea.
Is there one of the other questions? I had to put my phone away because it's making sounds on the microphone. But the last question someone asked was about the reunion. If there's, I know we already asked you, but if there's anything that you know that happened at the reunion that is that like we can expect in terms of like, is there any tears? Or is there any like crazy fighting? Does Aviva
does
keep her leg on?
Yeah, does Mario get thrown?
Lots of questions at once.
I'm pretty sure that Andy has made the new rule that you can't use props. And if she takes her leg off, that's considered a prop.
Oh.
So she has to keep the leg on it.
What if he doesn't let her bring it in at all?
I've not said that. Oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that.
She's going to hawk me in.
So she has to keep her leg on, I think. Or who knows what she can do with it. I think she keeps her leg on. Yeah. I guarantee there will be tears. I mean, Kristen's on the show and she cries a lot. She's one person who I'm telling you, she is gorgeous when she cries. It's crazy, but
that's why she does it. Look, you hate me, but I'm beautiful when I cry.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be tears. I know that at one point, I'm pretty sure I saw this just in a commercial. Andy starts talking to Ramona about everything going on with Mario, which. I think when you're on a reality television show, that's one of the things that you might not think about is how that stuff kind of gets dug up about you.
Mm-hmm.
And just being on the show for, 10 minutes, I've had things, stupid things like tweets that I sent out 4 years ago dug up. And imagine what Ramona must be going through, and having a daughter, I couldn't imagine that. So
I know
why she would kind of want to shut down when Andy is asking her these questions. But I do know that he kind of pries and tries to get her to answer.
He's the first one that gets to.
What about the Fabio? What did you think of the whole Fabio conversation between Carol and Ramona tonight?
That was nuts. I cannot
believe
the only reason I knew who Fabio was when Carol said, didn't Carol say something about like that guy from the Love
Harlequin?
Romance. Yeah.
I don't know. They all claim to date, like, all these, like, I don't know, where are they meeting these people?
I don't know.
They're New York socialites, babe.
Carol's the only one that's got a fantastic track record on some pretty impressive guys.
Yeah.
That she's dotted and dropped a few names.
These, like, not these crazy, models and celebrities.
Yeah.
Totally.
Let us know if you find out.
They're at Sonia's parties what did she say? She's, like, friends with the Prince of Saudi Arabia or somebody?
Have you?
She's friends with the Prince. Who knows? I don't know. She's also got. Doesn't she have a football team in France or something?
Football team.
First time I'm hearing that.
I think that's what the audience loves about Sonia. She's very, she'll just say it. She doesn't care.
Oh my god!
She might get backlash, but she doesn't care.
Have you seen Kristen's billboard?
Oh yeah.
Where is that billboard? I don't know.
We'll have to find that out.
Yeah.
And tweet it out.
I need to see where that billboard is.
If you see it, tweet it to us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tweet that.
All right. So,
I'll tweet it to you guys.
Yes, so, Eric, please. Maybe if you want to, next week or the week after, if you have anything you want to share with us, you're always welcome to give us a call and we can talk to you for the next two reunions. If you have any cool stuff you want to, let us know.
Yeah, get the dirt this week. Maybe Carol.
You know what? You and Carol should call next week or the week after. Together.
Yeah, team up. Carol's in California actually right now. Maybe
what?
I can get her on your show.
Do it.
Team Carol.
I think you need to talk to her for us.
I think she's got a pretty full schedule, but I can
I'm pretty sure she does.
I mean, but you can unfull it, right? That's a technical term, unfull.
She knows where we are now. She got a little lost last time.
I have no control over the schedule.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for always, being so fun and open and letting us know whatever
And giving us a scoop.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Hopefully you come out to Beverly Hills soon or wherever
come
we
in
are.
Yeah. If you ever are in town.
Yeah, come visit us.
I know. I need to come out to the West Coast.
Seriously.
Come on.
Seriously. Come in. You can actually host with us. We'll you know.
We'd love it.
Cool. Yeah. We would love it. Thank you so much, Eric. You have a good night.
Yeah, later. Have a good night.
Okay. Bye. He's
what
so cool.
A doll.
He's so cool.
So sweet.
He is so sweet. I can't believe he said people dig up stuff about him after like a year. That's crazy.
10 minutes on the show.
People
and
are so bored, as we learned tonight. So, all right. Should we start from the sprained ankle in the whole conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I should have actually asked Eric that. I did notice. Carol tweeted out, Sonia, that wasn't the sprained ankle because you ran to the taxi. Liar, liar. It's because she was drunk.
Well,
so she was like just like walking to a taxi and fell.
That's what Carol said.
I mean, she didn't run a meet. Well, okay. Even if the way they edited it was weird.
Even if she was running to a taxi or whatever, and even if she was drunk, she was still running to the taxi because Harry left her.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, that's what they showed us.
Yeah.
But apparently, Carol. But we also has a second scoop.
But we also saw her meeting up with Harry and walking in heels just fine.
Yeah, there was no crutches there.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt bad for her. I felt like, but she's she loves Luann. She's like, I can't stay at Lou. I can't stay mad at Lou for too long.
Who could she stay mad at?
But she was really,
you know what I mean?
But she was really sad though. Just see her crying about it. Like that.
Okay. How surprised were you guys that Luann went dancing with Harry? First of all, I thought maybe they shared a taxi and we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
They went out dancing together.
I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
Well, and then for Harry to say nothing happened, but he wishes it had, but it didn't.
This
is why he's single.
It's so disrespectful to Sonia. Exactly. After she says, you gave me a ring, you wanted to make some sort of commitment to me, and then you leave with her. Like, even if they were all supposed to go and meet together, you don't leave your date.
Yeah. But what was the comments about the girls? Do you think Harry's just trying to squeam himself? And he was quite... He really reminded me very squeamish in this episode. By saying all the girls said, don't let Luann go by herself.
Oh.
Really?
I think that's a lie.
Really? I don't... Because I just, like, in the little bit of the Watch What Happens Live... Heather was kind of, I only saw a part of it, but it sounded like she was kind of saying, like, we were all kind of gathering and leaving. And I think that's why Sonia was most mad, because she said she couldn't stay mad at Luann. But it's like, the point wasn't even that Harry went dancing with her. The point was, you gave me a ring and I came as your date and you left without me.
Yeah.
I don't care that you left with someone else. You know, like, the point is, you brought me and you didn't leave with me. You didn't take me home and make sure I got home.
Nor did you even say properly goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. He was an opportunist. He saw, I think he saw Luann being a little bit vulnerable and a little bit sad about Jock.
And thought he could
get in. He knew Sonia took the ring and basically didn't give him anything from that. I mean, you know, I put my phone down. I know that he felt like, I'm sure he felt like, okay, well, Luann's in that position right now. Maybe I need to comfort her. Let's see, you know, what's going to happen. I mean, if it happens once, it can happen again. But she's like, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-inch pole.
I loved her saying that.
That was hilarious.
I was glad to see
been there, done that. Luann, I've loved you this entire season. Don't ruin it now.
Right?
Like, that would have just put everyone in bad taste. And
I still didn't like the fact, though, that even if she did say, you know, she said she wanted to go dancing and he agreed, don't ask Sonia's man friend.
No, give her credit. She didn't know. She didn't know about the ring. She didn't know. Yeah. Nobody knew about the latest.
Except for Ramona, right?
Yeah, exactly.
She wasn't wearing it even by that point.
Exactly.
All right, so that was crazy, obviously. And I'm just glad that at the end, Sonia and Luann are back to the way they were. Obviously, they're old pals. It's, 20 years they've been friends?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not something like that. Like, Harry is not going to change
I like Sonia telling Harry off.
Oh, yeah.
And saying
that
Sonia and Harry are done and giving the ring back, and she said it doesn't work now.
Yeah.
So they need to be done. And I liked her being the strong person saying it, even though she's hurting inside and you can see it. I liked her being the strong person saying we're done.
He didn't last for 5 minutes.
Nope.
I mean, it was crazy.
And last week it said her boyfriend, remember?
Underneath.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't come back. And he's just not a good...
Sanders are very happy together.
If he married Aviva...
Yeah.
He's obviously got something.
Oh, what do you think he was thinking of that situation with the leg? What do you think Harry was thinking when he watched that
Watching
today?
It?
Yeah. Do you think he's just like, I'm glad typical I'm not married to her anymore? Yeah, probably. You know, I just wonder if he thinks like, oh my gosh, like if, because he seems like he doesn't get too surprised by her antics and by some of the things that she does.
Well, he's met her dad, and he was married to her.
This might be her number one party trick that she's done for years, and he might be, here we go again, it's the old take off the leg.
I felt bad that she, you could tell she was hurting though.
Maybe. Absolutely. So, you know? I mean, everyone ganged up on her, and everyone was basically saying, no, you're a liar, you don't have asthma.
That's terrible. I would be pissed.
And yeah, I mean, and so it's like, yes, maybe she does have asthma, and yes, maybe you're all right. Maybe there's more to it. So on one hand, everybody's telling the truth. She does have asthma, like she's saying, and she's not owning up to maybe other things that are going on that, you know, it's like, don't discredit the asthma just because you think there's other things also.
Right.
And why do they care so much that she didn't go to Montana?
Or that she lost weight. It seems like everything's just like everything that happens.
They just wanted to.
I mean, was Kristen really that mad that Aviva didn't go? They didn't have a great relationship. Like, if Heather was saying she didn't go because she had asthma.
I think she just wanted an apology, though, just to say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't go. How was the trip? I mean, Aviva made the comment saying, none of you asked about my asthma if I was okay. I think the girls just wanted her to, if she wasn't a part of the actual trip and going, to at least ask about it and be interested in what happened and how it went.
I understand that, but it didn't seem like they cared as much about that as they did about that she lied about not going, or about asthma being the reason she wouldn't go.
Right.
And, like, leaving her man behind.
Why do they care so much?
They feel that they're being missed, you know, they've had all their trust broken. They feel there is a lot more, there's a lot of other issues beneath, it's not just the trip. And they want to know it. They generally, as a group, gossip. Just girls, they're like, we want to know.
But why? Because here's the thing. Yes, if she's your best friend, then you're like, come on. Like, you're my really good friend. I want to know why you're lying. But they don't even like her. So why do they care that she's lying?
And why does she have to be lying? Like, why can't she have asthma and other reasons that she doesn't want to go? Right. Even, you know what I mean? I guess maybe she's lying that asthma, she could have gone even though she has asthma, but why just assume that she is lying about having it at all?
Because lots of the girls, I think, they've all still got resentment, anger, unfinished. They've said, yeah, we're friends at various fights, points. They never have been. I mean, Carol still, they've all got a grudge against her. They don't like her. So at the end of the day, when you really don't like someone, you just want to find something to just, a better reason to not like them. And push.
Well, remember a few weeks ago, or what was the episode, was it last week, when they were in the garden, Sonia and...
Yeah, just the two of them.
And we wondered why Sonia was telling Aviva all this, and we were like, oh, there was no end to that. Just like Eric said today, sometimes these stories don't have an ending. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there's the ending. So she probably heard that from Sonia, came in with a chip on her shoulder to this party, was pissed already, and then,
Brought x-rays with her.
Right, so she already had to bring stuff. Now we kind of, as we're thinking about it, obviously it's now piecing the puzzles together. We're like, why did she bring the x-rays? Well, that conversation with Sonia, I'm sure, had a lot to do with it.
Yep.
And she went home, and her husband's like, bring the, you know.
Yeah.
Who do they think they are saying that? Whether she was right or wrong, I actually did not. I thought that she wasn't kidding. I don't know if anybody else thought that. When she first said, these are fake, my doctor was lying, I actually, and I'm like, number one, like, sarcasm. I love sarcasm. I had no idea that was sarcasm.
Until she said something about, like, the doctor forging her name on it or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when she was like, my doctor lied to me. I believed. And then when she said something about the why can't I think of the word x-ray?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he forged my name on it. I'm like, okay, now we're just making fun.
But do you remember when the ladies approached Ramona, when they thought that Ramona was going through some stuff, and they all kind of had a little sit down with her and go, okay, you can't be like this?
When they weaseled her in?
Yeah.
Like they wouldn't let her sit on the end?
But they got through with what they needed to say. Ramona took it in. And I mean, I don't know if it necessarily changed or fixed anything, but at least she listened.
She heard, yeah.
Aviva's just so defensive all the time that she couldn't even, I mean, and when you've got all these seven girls coming at you, it's a totally different story, and she's been getting attacked all season long, so I do get it. I do feel sympathy towards her for that. But, I mean, just come at it with the truth. Be honest. Even if it is with the asthma, then maybe there's another issue, and like we all say, there's obviously some other issue for her to go, because like I was saying at the beginning, this whole ending seemed just awkward and weird. And I didn't like the people laughing in the background about her leg being on the ground and talking about her. I'm like, do you realize you just made a whole big mockery of yourself? Everyone's laughing at you. And you did that. You created that. Like, I feel bad for the kids that get bullied and kids are laughing at them that didn't do anything wrong. You just created that. It makes me so frustrated. Sorry. Okay, I'm done.
Nice. Don't be done. Definitely.
No, I like. She did a passion.
She staged it. She put herself. She did exactly that.
She I mean, look at. Well, this was the finale episode. Who knows if they really know they're filming the finale? My guess is they don't, and they, you know, they just
really.
I feel like they have maybe a couple of different vacations and parties. Whatever ends up having the biggest bang will be the finale. I mean, this wouldn't have been the finale if she didn't throw the leg. Would it have been?
No.
No. So. No.
Probably not.
Maybe,
right.
You know, but she knows that there is some factor to everything she does that's really, you know, startling. She's startling and she's very unpredictable and that's entertaining. And so we don't get a lot of her, but when we do get her, she's always delivering the drama. And whether we like her or not, she's doing what she signed up to do.
It's true.
A lot of these other women are just picking on the woman that's causing the drama because they're kind of riding her coattails. They don't want to cause the drama, but they want to be pissed at somebody who is causing the
drama. I mean, honestly, if you think about a finale having Luann and Sonia because of the controversy, she may have gone out dancing. I mean, that's not throwing a leg. Yeah. Woo! That's got something on it.
And I think,
like, viewers.
Not that I'm on Aviva's side per se, you know, as far as I don't know if she's telling the truth or not. I don't know, you know, I don't know her well enough, obviously. We didn't see her a lot this season, but I didn't like, as upstanding as all of those other women are, for it to go down like that, you know, because like you said, they did sit Ramona down and kind of have like an intervention thing. Like, they didn't sit her down without it being sort of malicious or sort of like accusatory from the beginning as far as, with the attack. Like, I mean, they went at it like, you're lying. Why did you lie? Why did, you know, and rather than start with, are you okay? And we're really concerned because, you know, we're not really sure that this is actually as serious as you're trying, you know, you're saying it is, and what's really going on, and, you know, and kind of coming at it with a concern. And
right. And mentioning that, that's a really good point. Like, even when they said she was, like, she lost weight, no one was concerned about it. They were all like, how dare you be thin?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Look, why are you so thin? That's like, well, maybe she's sick. And she's, and listen, my aunt has reflux really bad, and she actually has to change her diet 100%.
Yes, you do.
It is so important. Like,
certainly.
Certain citrus and all this and that. So maybe she did change her diet. Maybe she did an extreme diet change, and her body reacted a certain way, and she lost a ton of weight fast.
Or maybe she's also very stressed because she's got seven women on television that she's filming who hate her.
Right. And everybody, I mean, please, like, if you, that's, Chris, when you said concern, that just, why didn't anybody get concerned that she was thin? Not to say, like, oh my God, you're anorexic, but like, hey, are you okay? You
look sick. Everything all right?
Right.
Well, and especially when they're like, okay, now we really think you're lying about asthma because you get fat and bloaty or whatever they were saying.
Kristen,
one of the girls
said that, right?
And that's not true.
No. You know, so it's like, okay, if she's clearly lying about asthma because she's not fat, getting fat from it, and she's actually lost 10 or 15 pounds.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Maybe they
but
do.
That's
I don't
what
have
they
asthma.
Said. You know, like, that's what it was. A Kristen?
I think it was.
So it's like,
asthma prevents you from being able to do cardio easily.
So you can get away from that.
But the people that had asthma in my school were like the thin runners that like tried to run, but like then they'd get. They'd have to.
We can get exercise,
but they'd be really, really thin. Yeah. They were all super duper thin. This was also when I was in eighth grade.
Yes, which way? Right, pre-period. So I'm sure that had a lot to do with it as well. But yes,
but
I get what you're saying. Okay, well, that makes a lot of
why
sense.
Why not ask then? Okay, so you clearly don't have asthma because you're losing weight. Like, something's going on.
What is it?
So, because it's like, if you don't care enough to find out what's wrong, then why get into it at all? Like, why waste your time?
Well, she held her ground the entire time. She never wavered.
Yep.
She never got upset. She never showed any sort of sensitivity towards anything. So I'll give her credit for that because they didn't break her.
No, they didn't.
They didn't.
I mean, who knows afterward? But speaking of holding your ground, I just want to say Kristen held her ground. She wanted to be on that billboard, and I guess she was. We saw her.
We saw the shot at the end.
Stunning. And you could see, like, you know, sometimes it just takes lingerie or just takes something so minor to really rekindle a passion. And you could see the way Josh looked at her.
Yeah,
he was like, holy moly, that's
my wife. I think
she
was right. I think seeing her working flipped it for him, and he got to see, oh, she's not just a mom or just a wife or just a housewife, you know, just a reality star kind of a thing. Like, she's a model. Like, she works.
She's my sexy
she was
woman.
Working
and
it,
it's
you know?
Probably like, that's what attracted me, that initial thing,
yes.
too.
And I love that when she brought it up and he didn't just be like, oh, you're whiny, you know, like, he didn't take her as, like, this whiny wife that's just, like, you know, trying to get a spotlight. He, like, was like, you know what? I have to talk to my team. This is a creative collaboration. That's a great idea. Mm. Let's see what they say. And they booked her.
And you have to pay for a model. And I actually used the product.
Yeah,
that,
like, that's I'm your customer. That's,
and yeah, that she's the customer. She's their age generation, the target area.
Yes, demographic.
Demographic, yeah. Thank you. She's perfect. And she looks stunning. She looks beautiful. Yeah. I mean, flawless.
Yeah. And the key thing was the fact that he said, we already 100% have already discussed this. And he's like, that was the first thing that came to my mind.
So it was so nice to see that.
Yay!
We knew what happened. It was a couple therapy sessions later and they're, you know.
I'm impressed. I mean, from what we've seen, it looks like they both kind of took the things that were said to heart and that they're actually trying. You know, who knows what we aren't seeing. But it kind of makes me think, too.
At least we can end on a nice
one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me think, too, that some of those kinds of conversations were happening behind closed doors without the cameras because that's what they're fighting for. That's what they want to keep and kind of have all of the time because of the times that they were fighting. You know, there had to be some good or mostly good to fight to get rid of the bad, you know.
Now, random question. If, as we saw with Jersey, you know, some of the people they're not there anymore. Like Carol's gone and Jacqueline's gone. Dean is back. But Caroline has her own reality show now, her own spinoff. If, because we don't really know who's coming back for Real Housewives of New York. We have no idea. If one person was going to get a spinoff, who would that one person be in your opinions?
Who would get a spinoff?
Sonia.
Probably.
Sonia in the City.
Because Sonia's
there you go.
Yeah.
She's got
characters.
She's got so many different venues that she's pursuing that she'd have all of her eggs everywhere.
Plus, like, she's single, so you get to see the dynamic
she's
of
flirty,
dating.
She creates drama. She's exciting. I mean, she's just...
What if Luann and Sonia did a one together? It was kind of like them conquering, like, the dating world
like
or something.
Like Vicky Gunvalson and Tamara starting a little wine company thing together.
Yeah.
But the two of them conquering the dating world in New York. At
totally. That would be so entertaining.
It's like real life Sex in the City.
And we could bring on Carol occasionally when she goes out for dates.
Yeah, she has to be with Carrie Bradshaw.
Yes.
Right?
Totally.
They're like real life Sex and the City now.
They really are. They really are.
Bravo's dating project. Forget about these young New Yorkers. We've got the older New Yorker women.
Forget about Tinder, Carol. We've got a show for you.
Well, I remember. Remember when Luann, like, seasons ago, her and her niece went out into the city and they went to a really cool bar and she felt so young and cool. Mm-hmm. I loved that, like, 5 seconds of time that she was out with her younger niece and she was just like, having fun. She was still married, but she was having fun.
Letting loose.
And Luann is really fun to watch when she's having fun.
Yeah.
No. She was hilarious watching. I mean, I'm sorry. Like I said, I didn't like that anyone was laughing at Aviva's leg.
No.
But she could not stop laughing.
It was like us last week.
It was us last week with Courtney. Sure. But it was hilarious to see her laughing and just she couldn't get it together. Even for the after show that she taped with Andy Cohen. Yeah. She was still able to bring just complete true laughter.
She's in a good place, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Mario, so we heard, we did tell Eric this, but Ramona and Mario are apparently, they have very good chemistry. This was during the Fabio conversation with Carol. Every time this season that Mario has been brought up, it has been in a positive way. She's never once broken down and said anything about the situation. No. And even, you know, now.
Well, still, was this all filmed before the before everything that happened? Or was it as it was happening?
Because
this was, I don't know.
I think it was
I'm trying to think when they filmed this.
I think it was all wrapped the time the rumors actually
out.
Got it. Yeah, yeah. It was
not,
all wrapped.
Not that it couldn't have been happening.
That's what I'm saying.
But
I don't know
it hadn't come out yet.
Maybe she knew about it, but it didn't come out yet.
I don't think the news and gossip hadn't come out
yet. I mean, because again, like she said tonight, you know, Fabio was chasing her. Mario and I, instant connection, instant attraction. Still have the chemistry. Yeah. We're really lucky. Mm-hmm.
Well, I like seeing how strong she is. I mean, that's not easy being on TV like that. And God only knows, like Eric was saying, how many people tweet her probably and say things about her marriage. And she hasn't broken yet. And
think
I love
about
that.
Her daughter as well. First year college.
She probably gets tweets.
Straight
A's she made, though.
They just said Jillian Michaels quit Biggest Loser.
She did.
Just because of other things. She's not. She defends the fact that she would use caffeine pills to help some of the people lose weight, but her 4-year-old daughter was getting approached saying, your mom's a cheater. Mm. Her 4-year-old daughter. So you have
just
to
not
feel,
worth it to her.
You have to. She's yeah. So she quit because
good
she just
her.
Was like she didn't want to have to put her child in that position. But I mean, yeah, I think Avery's totally getting tweets and
she's
stuff.
Strong.
I mean, and
she's
strong too. She'll be
totally.
Fine.
Ramona's her mom. She was strong whether they did TV
yeah.
or not.
Yeah. Well, it's like Vicky's daughter. How many years is Vicky's daughter? You know, I forget her name.
She grew up.
Brianna.
Yeah.
Brianna.
And on the show.
They grew up on the show.
Her brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
They don't know. They don't know different.
They
which
don't.
Is kind of crazy.
We don't see. We don't. We didn't. Because I know she wasn't a technically a full cast member, even though we saw Luann throughout the whole
right.
season. We don't see her children anymore. Her daughter and her son.
I think they're both in college. So that might explain part
thing.
Of it.
Mm.
And
yeah,
considering
an
she wasn't a full cast member, she didn't have, you know, the opening credits always show who's in the show, you know,
yeah.
so it's Mario or it's Ramona with Mario and Avery in the mm-hmm. background. And then if somebody has a dog, the dog's on the arm or whatever
yeah.
it is. So, I mean, since Luann wasn't a cast member, they probably weren't going to.
She was more than Aviva.
And she was more. I loved seeing.
She was way more than Aviva. And it's interesting because when they were kind of talking about what happens in the reunion on Andy's show tonight, it looked like they said something where Ramona had asked them like not to talk about certain things because of her daughter, and that Luann had, you know, somebody's like, well, Luann has two kids, you know, but nobody seemed to, you know, stay tight lipped on account of her kids, kind of thing. So sounds like Luann like laid down the hammer on something and, you know, told him how it's gonna be, and it'll be interesting to see what specifically kind of unraveled,
yeah.
you know, mm-hmm. between that.
Yeah,
yeah.
definitely.
So.
Well, it's definitely been a very dramatic, great season. I enjoyed it. I find that it's...
There were those lulls.
Yeah, I find that there was a lot of times where it was a little bit boring, but there were so many great moments, too, that I think if this was a half-hour show, it would have been so much more entertaining in the sense that there would have been more drama in less amount of time than having these random moments of just...
We wouldn't have even had Aviva on the show.
Four episodes less.
Four episodes less.
Yeah.
We didn't need this many episodes.
We didn't.
They literally could have cut four episodes
out. They could have gone on all those vacations in one or two episodes. They didn't need four.
Well, like, was it the Berkshires? We were in the Berkshires for, like, a month.
Oh, my God. Montana. It's just like, come home.
You know, and usually when they do these Housewives shows, they go somewhere very tropical or more of a destination place.
Yeah.
They don't usually go somewhere in the United States.
These have not been.
So I think that's why, you know, Eric was saying they took a bunch of trips. I think that's why they took so many was because they were just traveling throughout the United States versus when they went to, didn't they go to India?
Morocco.
Yeah.
And you know, like then the housewives all go to Cabo together. So it's a little bit more of an actual trip
mm-hmm.
than it is just, I mean, and I'm not saying that going to Montana isn't a trip because to any of us that is a wonderful trip. But to these women that do such, like you said, glamorous things, it's a little bit more down to earth.
I liked seeing them.
I did too. It's down to
kind
earth.
Of a little bit out of their element
mm-hmm.
in that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, the producers, exactly. The writers might have thought, let's put them instead of something that's very different.
Or,
and it just didn't go as well as
or
what
maybe the
thought.
Money wasn't there.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Mm.
Maybe. I personally enjoy the nice trips
better. Speaking of money, I was going to totally shout out Love Alex and everybody go buy their bags and their products
if
because
you have $9,000.
Yeah, because they donate to children's charities
so,
and then
so
they
nice.
Said $9,000 and I was like, I don't know that our viewership has $9,000.
But that was
purse,
just
because I don't.
That was the most
was
expensive,
one.
And that was the most expensive bag. So,
but
But that was they were beautiful bags. I love those mustard yellow colors.
I actually want to look up Love Alex and see if they sell. You know.
Anything
what the, like the range of price points that they actually sell to because that is pretty incredible, especially with Heather, with Jax and everything he's going through. It'll be interesting to see what, you know, what he does if they're on the next, if she's on the next season.
Absolutely.
Again, another episode where they throw in a charity component. Yes.
Well, okay, cool. So
we didn't even get to talk about Heather and her son and how cute it is and sad that they can't reverse his surgery, but
we can mention that next week.
Shout out to Heather for being a strong woman and keeping that smile on your face. And I hope that there's something that they can do to figure out for your son because he's adorable and he's going to be fine
Jack.
No matter what.
So
Heather,
strong.
You're an awesome mom. We love it.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll see you next week for Reunion Part 1. And, you know, you can tweet us. You can write on our YouTube page. Let us know what you think about tonight's finale. And we'll see you next week.
Where can we find you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, the music's in my ear. I'm like, let's get done. Okay.
You can find me on Twitter at Host McGrath, and you can also find me on YouTube at Host Stephanie McGrath.
And you guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner, and my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at COUHEN.
You can find me on Miss Ashley Daniels on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you.
Have a good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.